You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Ginger Jones, the CEO of Jones Therapy Services, that provides pediatric therapy services across 9 locations in the state of Tennessee. Ginger, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me.
And you're certainly welcome. Looking forward to hearing from you, and thanks for your time as well. So tell us, for starters, why do you feel it is important to have a leadership team?
Yeah, I think that for me, as my company was growing, and like you mentioned, we have a lot of locations, so it was really important for me to have a team of people that could maintain the culture and maintain the vision of the organization, and also for me to just show me my blind spots, because as the CEO, it's impossible for you to see everything. So having a team of people that let you know what's really going on in the trenches helps me to make better decisions.
It makes a whole lot of sense. Now, what are the characteristics that you look for in leaders within your organization?
I am looking for people that have a mentality of an owner versus a renter. I'm looking for people that are curious, looking for self-starters, looking for people that are self-aware and that they believe that life doesn't happen to them. They're in control of things. And also, lastly, and but really importantly, I'm looking for high performers because they will hold themselves and everybody around them to really high expectations.
And speaking of expectations, how do you set expectations for individuals on your leadership team?
Sure, yeah. So first of all, we have a contract that they sign, and for us, it's a yearly commitment just because I believe that there may be times where something's going on in your life that may not make it where you can commit to being a leader of an organization, and that's okay, and I want that to be a part of the narrative. It's okay that if you can't commit to leadership every year. So we have a contract that's where the expectations are spelled out for anybody that's been offered a position on the leadership team. They would be committing to a year. And then also, we just have regular meetings and we have a rhythm where they know they're going to hear from me and they're going to find out what's important to me. And they're also going to hear what's important to the organization. And so that way, the expectations for them are really clear on what they need to do to make us better.
Really great information, and so important to be clear on the expectations. That certainly goes a long way. Today we're joined by Ginger Jones, the CEO of Jones Therapy Services, that provides pediatric therapy services across 9 locations in Tennessee, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Ginger, what's a good first step for someone who is wanting to build a leadership team for their business or organization?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think that first of all, I would make a list of the characteristics that were really important to you and what you're looking for as a leader. For some people, that might be finding somebody that's got strengths that are very different than their own. And that certainly, for me, some of the people on my leadership team, that's very much so the case. And then another thing, I would just make sure that your core values have been updated and that you're really tight around those core values, because that's going to help help your leadership team know the expectations, and that's how they're going to have conversations with others in your organization about if they're doing well with those things that matter most to the company, or if maybe they need a little course correction in those areas.
And Ginger, what are some mistakes that you made along the way in starting and growing your leadership team? I'm sure we can learn something from some of those mistakes.
Yes, for sure. For me, one of my first and early mistakes was I just made the mistake of thinking that because someone was enthusiastic or motivated that they wouldn't be a good leader. And that's not always the case. They can still be somebody that's really strong within your organization, but they may not necessarily be somebody that's going to be good at taking and receiving feedback like I would expect my leaders to. And then I was not really great about setting clear expectations in the early days, so I didn't set the people up for success. So over the years, I've gotten better at that. And then lastly, I would say that in those early days, I was maybe a little too emotional. It felt so good to have this group of people that were kind of like my tribe and that I knew had my back and that I could trust. And sometimes I maybe took advantage of that without knowing it and just maybe got a little too emotional in sharing things with them. And so now I just kind of I rein that in, and I certainly share a lot with them, but I make sure that I don't overburden them with things that aren't their problems.
And certainly understand that, and well noted. In conclusion, Ginger, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, one last final tip, anything else you'd like to share?
Yeah, for sure. I would a tip I would share with people is just to, I don't think it's ever going to hurt if you invest in the learning of your leaders and you make it a priority that everyone on your leadership team is committed to lifelong learning. At all of our leadership team meetings, we start out with just a learning tidbit, and that's where somebody on the leadership team brings something to the table that they've learned over the last month, and it just helps make everyone better and keeps everybody on their toes about making sure that we're committed to always being better and to keep learning.
Well, Ginger, it certainly has been a pleasure to have had you, and thanks for sharing your expertise on leadership and building leadership teams within our businesses or organizations. Certainly most helpful. If folks wanted to get more information on Jones Therapy Services or to be in touch with you, where's the best place that they could do that?
Yeah, you can find us online at jonestherapyservices.com. We have a great blog there that's got lots of helpful information for parents and families. And also on gingerjones.com, there's also information on parenting tips and developmental things that will help you out with your children.
And that certainly works. Again, Ginger, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Have a great day.
Yeah, thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Ginger Jones, the CEO of Jones Therapy Services, that provides pediatric therapy services across 9 locations within the state of Tennessee. And for further details, visit gingerjones.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7. Around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.